This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. You don't often see white-collar workers on the picket lines. Soon, though, you might see them there, white collars and white coats. Doctors in upstate New York want to unionize to have more power over insurance companies. The trouble is, federal law bans doctors from forming their own labor unions. Matt Hackworth of member station WAER in Syracuse reports.
In a sign of solidarity with fellow workers, labor groups have descended on a picket line of striking workers outside a factory near Syracuse. The workers cheer the cars whose drivers honk horn in support. Postal workers, teachers, and service employees have helped bolster the ranks here. So have the Teamsters and the union's latest members who sport stethoscopes instead of sandwich signs.
We have well overpaid executives who don't do anything but create problems for the practicing physician and injure patients. So we need a more aggressive approach in how to deal with them.
Dr. Dennis Nave is leading around 250 doctors who have joined the Syracuse area Local 1149 Teamsters Union in what they say is a fight for patient rights against large insurers. What Nave and other doctors are paid for treating patients has been cut by around 20%. Insurers say they're paying more for services, which raises costs across the board. But Dr. Nave points out a higher demand for corporate profit and insists it's affecting patient care.
They're just saying, how much more dollars can we squeeze out of the system to put in our own pockets? And people as patients, you know, have turned to physicians. Well, what can you do about it? And physicians often are the same victims that patients are.
Nave says he's seeing more and more patients like this one, a woman getting her blood pressure checked, turned down for necessary services and tests. The Syracuse area's dominant insurer is a Blue Cross Blue Shield provider called Excellus, which declined to be interviewed for this story. Excellus holds 70% of the insurance business in the Syracuse area, and even though it's a not-for-profit, it posted record earnings in reserve at the end of last year. Not long after, doctors started joining the Teamsters, a union known for its considerable clout. Local 1149 President Steve Richmond says record earnings and pay for top executives is part of the reason doctors are calling every day to join the union.
Obviously, the underlying issue here is health care, the quality of the care that patients receive, and you know the meddling by the insurance companies. And then from our end of it, every contract that we negotiate with the employers, it always comes down to health care. So that's really what started the discussions and then ultimately led into the affiliation.
But it's a controversial affiliation that's on the edge of law. Federal rules won't let unions represent competing doctors in the same area. But by calling their affiliation an alliance, the doctors can legally let the unions act as intermediaries with the insurance companies. Legislatures can pass laws allowing doctors to unionize at the state level, but so far, only Texas, New Jersey, and Alaska allow physician unionization. But the conventional union model embraced by the Syracuse area doctors is at odds with the American Medical Association's policy. Dr. Dwayne Cady is chair of the association's board, and he worries a physician's duty to the union, such as going on strike, may usurp patient care.
Strikes may interrupt access to care, delay access to care, and cause problems along that line. And we think that the physician-patient relationship is very important to be maintained.
But the AMA does support change. The group has pushed for doctors being able to collectively negotiate with insurers for years and has seen limited success at the state level. The associations proposed by the AMA wouldn't be allowed to strike, but they could bargain for better rates and patient coverage. But that's not allowed under current federal law. And even if it were, there are now some doctors who say a mere association wouldn't be a strong enough voice compared to the venerable Teamsters. For NPR News, I'm Matt Hackworth in Syracuse, New York.